Hey, what's going on? Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Latino Vegano, Latin Vegan. You know, I'm your host, Roger. And for today, I'm going to talk about the law of compensation. The law of compensation talks about how we get what we receive from the universe, from God. However, before I go into it, let me recap what we've been speaking the last couple of weeks about. We've been talking about different couple of laws. So we got the law of thinking, which was my first law I talk about. Then we got the law of supply. Law of supply talks about how the world, the universe, is abundance of all things, and we just have to grab it. The law of attraction. We all know the law of attraction from The Secret. And then we also have the law of receiving. The law of receiving, then in the case, talk about how you have to give and receive at the same time. And then last week, we spoke also a couple of weeks ago about the law of increase. Increase talks about how everything's grow, just like a seed. You plant a seed and it grows. So it talks about that. But today we're going to focus about the law of compensation. So stay tuned and let's go. Okay. So before, you know, I always like to give thanks. I like to give this affirmation before I start any podcast. I'm so happy and grateful for having a great audience, having a great group of followers, getting a great group of people that enjoy this content, love this content, and at the same time, they find value in this content, because at the end of the day, I'm doing this for y'all. I'm doing this for you guys to be able to provide you guys with the best content, best knowledge, anything that I can possibly give you guys so you can be successful out there, even in the entrepreneurial world, in the veganism world, in your activism world, in everything that you are embarked or anything that you decided to do. I don't see no limitation in the things that you can do. As long as you really put your mind into it, you can do it. If you're a person that wanna start in a plant-based lifestyle, you just have to put your mind into it and we'll make it happen. If you're a person that wants to start a vegan business, you can do it. You just have to put your mind into it and it definitely is going to happen. So a lot of has to have to be with that. So when I'm going through these laws, I'm going to actually give you guys a lot of feedback, a lot of things that you can actually put into your life right away so you can start living that lifestyle, so you can start taking advantage of what the universe, what God has for you, and then automatically can go ahead and live this life that you want to live. Not only that, and not only saying from a financial standpoint, I'm also speaking from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, from any standpoint that you're looking for. Because it's not all about just, you know, reaching to a greater success, but that greater success has to be whatever that success looks to you, right? So if success for you means, you know, you are happy in your home, you have your own home, that's success for you, then great. If success for you is, you know, having a business, then great. If success for you is just being a professional athlete, then great. So whatever that success looks for you, this is what we're intending to do with this. So I want to talk about how the law of compensation. So bottom line, the law of compensation is the need for something. So what's the need, you know, the need of their niche, how much they need it, right? And then the ability of you doing that. So how good you are performing that service. And then the third part of it is how hard you are to replace. So the law of compensation is just that simple, right? Is who wants the product or service that you're offering, whatever that is, how good that product or that service is, you know? And then the third one is how difficult it is to replace you or that product or service. So let's say, take my sample, you know, I'm a lifestyle and fitness coach, okay? So that's, and I focus on plant-based. That's my niche. My niche is I focus on plant-based. So I focus on people that are starting in this plant-based journey, or people that are fairly new into the plant-based world and in the vegan world. So that's my niche. And then how much they need help. So there's a need in within my niche for people that wants to get started, but they don't know where to start, how to start. how to do things, and where do I get all this information? Like, what do I eat? You know, where do I go? Where do I buy my food? What is it? What about the protein? You know, get all these questions, answers, all these things. So there's a need for what I do. And then the second part is like, how good you are providing that service. Well, in my case, I have about 20 years of experience, or my own experience doing the lifestyle, going through all the ups and downs, and then I have been able to accumulate all that knowledge and provide you guys with different solutions, from programs to videos to content to all these different things that have helped me during my lifestyle. So how good you are to providing that service. Same way as you had a restaurant, assuming that you have a restaurant, right? This restaurant is how good your food is, how good your service is, you know, the people want to come back. So I'm going to focus this particular episode on vegan businesses. So vegan businesses, or any type of business, but in this particular case, I'm focusing on vegan businesses, and how can you take all this information that I'm providing you and be successful in your endeavors? Because I always want to work with business owners at the same time too, same when I want to work with individual clients. So what I was saying, going back to the topic, is if you have a vegan restaurant, how good you are in providing a service to the community, right? Your food has to be good, your service has to be good, and so on and so forth. If you have all those tangible, people will come back because the need is there. You know, there's a need for that type of food or for that type of service in your area, right? And then now is, okay, how good you provide that service. And then the third aspect is how difficult it is to replace you, because that means that if this is another company or there's another business that opens right next to you, offer the same services, the same similar product, the same similar food, for example, you know, why is it that people were going to continue going to you versus going to the other place? And then there has to be that tangible of like, well, because it's very hard to replace, you know, either your food, your service, or anything on those lines. If you're talking about service, it's how good you are, if we take you out of the equation, how good you are in your corporation or your business to replace you. And this applies also in your job. For example, if you have a job, right? If you want to continue climbing up, you know, make sure that you do everything that's possible to continue providing this best service that you can do. That way, that if they try to replace you, it's going to be hard to replace you. So they're always going to get back to you by giving you everything that you need. So from a high level, that's one of the things that I wanted to brought up as far as how can we apply this principle, the law of compensation, focuses on vegan businesses. And this is the addition, the specific addition that I want to bring up for this chapter. But it applies, like I said, also to personal development, to a person seeking for a job, or to anyone that is just looking to get ahead in life independently of what is specific in the field. It could be a sport, it could be business, it could be school, it could be a job, it could be just somebody that said, you know what, I want to become a better vegan or a better activist too. What are some of the steps that I need to take to be able to get to that level? So I'm going to read a few fragments of this book, the book that I've been using to kind of mold this topic. And it said, the goal of this lesson is to show you that you can use the law to lift yourself out of the place that you are. And then also to take you to the place that you rightfully belong. So you feel like you right now in a bad spot, that you feel like you're not getting ahead in life, or you should be in a better position, think about the law of compensation and how that law works in your benefit or law works in your advantage. So start thinking about it from that perspective. So if you utilize all the laws that I spoke about previously, and you can go out and re-listen to those just episodes, you're going to know that all these different things is going to help you to catapult you step by step to get what you want to be. It's going to be a process. It's going to take some time to get you there. But if you utilize this law, you're definitely going to get it reached to that level. So that's one thing. But yes, guys, so I'm going to read another piece of the fragment from the book. He said, if you have been brought up into the world amidst lack of limitation, you can never get above it until you change your ideas about it. So this, if you always think that, you know, there's not enough for me, or there's nothing I can do, or I was just born this way, all these negative connotations, all these negative things that you have going on in your mind, that's how the world is going to reflect to you, because you never see yourself in the highest position, highest form, highly capable of doing things. So we need to start changing our mindset to be able to accomplish this goal. A lot of people say they want to get into fitness, but they say, well, I will never be able to look that way. If you say that, you're never going to be able to look that way. But if you change your mindset and you say, you know, I'm going to look that way, I'm going to want to work hard, I'm going to do what I need to do to get to that level, I'll get educated, you start working on your mind, you start feeling that way. You, as a matter of fact, you should look yourself already looking the way you want to look, speaking of from the health standpoint. Same way you have a business. You say, I'm never going to have to have that success. You start talking that way, you're not going to have that success. But if you start seeing yourself successful already, then you're going to look your business in that to that level. You're going to get there because you already have the mindset. So it's just going to manifest that way once it's going to happen. So it's just a matter of time. So I would suggest that you start changing the way you express yourself about your business, about your life, about your health, about everything. And you see how those changes is going to start manifesting in your life. To blame your difficulty on other conditions or on other people's is not correct. It is not part of the law. It is you who are wrong. You have a saying or your mentality where shake back and readjust your idea. They are creating and bringing forth your condition. So if you don't change your mindset, it's going to continue to bring that into you, like I was explaining. So you're going to make sure that if you own a business and you're just getting started, you look at it as a successful business already. You start thinking about the kind of clientele you want to bring, the kind of people that you want to be helping, the kind of services you want to be providing, and then see how that success already all, and it start manifesting to you. While pursuing this practice, you may not always secure the precise form of a result desire, but will steadily build up your mind and character in harmony, beauty, and strength, because all such efforts to realize the idea is highly constructive and develops in your very quality and conditions, repeatedly pictures in your mind. So basically, guys, even though you're striving for success and you're doing things the right way and you don't see the results right away, don't get discouraged. It takes time. You're building towards those things. So just continue doing things step by step, and eventually you're even not going to get better, but at the same time, you're going to improve, you do get better, and things is going to start happening. So I always use the analogy of like when you first time go to the gym, you have no idea what to do. You're like, oh, assuming that you go to the gym, but it could be also if you say you practice martial art, or the fact you ride on a bike, or when you're learning how to walk. This is a perfect example. You know, when you're learning how to walk, you get up and you fall, and then you keep getting up and you keep trying until you finally master it. It's not like you're a baby and then you got up, you started walking and you fell. You're like, oh, you know what? I'm done walking. You don't stop walking. You keep doing it until you figure it out. So until you get it. So it's the same concept that you have to use when you approach life, when you approach business, when you approach beginnings. And people that are transitioning to a plant-based lifestyle or a plant-based diet, you just don't just go and say, I didn't like this food, and then you quit right away. You keep trying to you find the combinations of food that you like, but you have to stay at it. And you just don't just drop it and then you move on to the next thing just because you didn't like the food or you didn't like this particular item or you couldn't find it. So you just gotta find that right formula for you. In other words, learn to think constructively of all persons, of all things, of all events, and all circumstances. You gotta always sort of change your mindset and look at things from a positive standpoint, because the more you do this, the better results you're gonna get, because you're sending that energy to the world, to the universe, to God, and then you're not focusing on the negative aspect, you're focusing on sending out that positive vibration. That way you can receive more positivity to your life. For me, I always try to, as much as I can, have that positive mindset towards things I do, to life, to things and anything, right? And try to keep all that negative behind, because it's not helping, it's not working. I mean, I'm recently planning a trip out of town or out of the country, and I'm getting so many negative feedback, and I don't really want to hear all that. So I have the choice to block those negativity. So I'm having, I have the awareness to block that negativity so I can focus on the positive. I don't want to hear that because I don't believe all that. I don't believe that it's all, this world is full of all full negativity. You bring that to your world because that's how you keep listening, keep feeding your mind. I want to feed my brain, my mind with so much beauty, so much wellness, so much greatness, so much positivity. The same way, I want to continue helping more people to transition. I want to continue helping more business owners. You know, I want to continue helping more people get in shape, more people get into fitness, more people get become successful in life. Because the more people become successful, the more happiness they have, the more we're going to give back, the more we want to help others. So it's just like a cycle, right? So I want to continue having this energy towards the world instead of having a negative energy that everything is wrong, it's happening, and we all get into all these things. So try to continue having that same mindset, and you're going to see how things in life is going to flow towards you. You're going to start getting more blessings, and not just financial blessings. These blessings can also become so many other aspects of the world. We talk about this in love and increase down also, how you get those blessings from different ways or different manifestation. Having a relationship with a partner is a blessing. Having a relationship with your family, your friends, or a business partner is great. Having more clients or having increase in your pay grade or whatever is the case. So those are some of the blessings that you're going to be receiving. So from a business standpoint, from a business owner, business to business owner speaking, I want to help you guys to use the law of compensation so you can increase your financial. And if for from a person standpoint, use the law of compensation so you can get higher levels in your life, so you can accomplish more things in life. So we're going to use the law of compensation in two ways, from a business standpoint and from a personal standpoint. So this is focused for business, for being in businesses, so too. So I want you guys to pay attention to these things that I'm gonna give you guys a few tips. How can you use the law of compensation to your advantage, right? So the one thing that I want to say is that if you, from a business owner and from a person standpoint as well, you need to stop thinking about competing against others and focus more on be creative. So let's change the competitive nation for a creative nation. And for me, for you, a lot of you guys know me, this for me is one of the hardest things because I'm very competitive. And when I'm in competitive, I use my competitive to drive me to do things, meaning that I want to be able to accomplish things, so I get into a competitive mode so I can push myself to do the things that I need to do. And in that sense, it's fine, works for me, but it could be hurtful too because then you start comparing yourself to others. And that's where the competitiveness becomes, jealousy, hatred, and become all these things. And again, that's a negative energy that you don't want to pursue. You don't want to give to the world, you don't want to give to the universe. So you want to focus on the positive energy. So you want to change that competitiveness into creative. So how do you become creative? Right? Take that same energy that you put into being competitive and turn that energy into being creative and to create things that brings value. So you, now you're a business owner. Instead of like, okay, let me see what that guy is doing, what the other business is doing, and I'm just going to go into a competition of price or I'm better than you. Change that mindset and turn it into, okay, what can I create that can bring more value to people, that can make people's lives better? Is you a restaurant? What kind of service or what kind of food I come out and create that brings joy to people? If you provide service, what kind of service that I give to folks that not only they do their life better, but they can find so much value to it? Is you a person and then you work for a company? It's like, what is it that I'm giving my company or that company that I work for that I can create a lot more value? So change that competitiveness instead of trying, well, why he's getting that or why she's getting this. Focus on how can you turn that around and becoming more creative. So let's start focusing on creativity and less in competitiveness. So that was my first tip. Second tip is don't expect Don't expect something for nothing. Stop trying to just get by things from people, and you know, that people have to give you stuff. People have to give me stuff from a personal standpoint. From a business, just don't only expect people to buy. Buy from me, give me your money, give me your money. So we need to focus more on reduce the expectation of just not doing nothing, doing the minimum, and then receiving. So is your business, always focus on how can you serve your customers better? How can you provide better service? How can you provide better value? How can you make your business even greater for the community, for your people, instead of for your clients? So focus on that. Not just expect the people to give you, and you don't focus on them. From a personal standpoint, don't expect that people have to give you stuff. Don't expect people to give you things. You have to earn things that you do. Work with the law. If you provide something, then you're gonna get something in return. But don't just expect something from nothing and not do nothing about it. Don't go to a company and be like, I'm just gonna sit down here and waste my time, but I wanna get my paycheck. You know? Don't expect that. That's not working with the law. Things like that, at the end, God doesn't like it. Law doesn't work that way. And then you're not going to see very much success if you have that mentality. So my tip number 3 is cheap. People love when they get cheap stuff or buy stuff where they have to bargain. And then when they get things that has, oh, I got it for cheap. Oh, yeah. And they fill the chest with, oh, I got it for cheap. The only reason why you feel that way is because you don't value the things that you're getting, right? A lot of people want to get high quality things, but they don't want to pay the less. And then the problem here is you have to change your mindset. It's not about getting cheap stuff. It's about getting things that have value to you. So my best advice is that focus more of what is it that I'm getting? What is it going to bring to my life? Not the price tag. You know, if you investing on, let's say, one of my programs is for personal development and fitness, and then you're thinking about the price tag, but what you need to start thinking is about the benefit that it's going to bring to your life. Okay, wow, what is this that I'm going to get out of this, and how is it going to help me to transition successfully, or it's going to help me in my business, or it's going to help me on my career, and whatever that is that you're putting yourself into. From a business standpoint, talking to a business, instead of focusing on like, well, my items are cheap, my items are, what can I get from others, my employees, or what can I get from other businesses or other people that I'm collaborating, what can I get for cheap? That's really not going to take you too far. Again, we want to focus on value. What is it that I'm getting? And what kind of value is going to bring to my business, to my life. So that's what you want to aim to, is focus on the value and not focus on the price tag. And last but not least is for those people that are always saying, well, I hate paying bills. I don't like paying my bills. You like paying bills. You need to try to remove that from your vocabulary. Every time that you're not happy, rotating your money. Money has to rotate. Money is just a piece of paper. Money is symbolism of trading, right? I trade service for this, I trade saving for that, and this is how I'm repaying you. So one way of giving back to the universe is rotating the money. So if you hate or dislike taking money out of your pocket, right, and then giving it to, you know, pay your bills and stuff like that, then you're not working with the law, because the same way as you receive, you have to be able to give that back. So rotate your money. Say thank you every time you pay a bill, because through that service, you know, you're able to get some benefit. So let's say you pay the water, then you have clean water every week, assuming that you have clean water where you live. And, you know, you pay your rent, you have a place to stay, you have a place that you call home. You know, you're not sleeping in the street. So be appreciative of the things that you have, but at the same time, be sure that you use your money that you receive use the money. Say thank you every time you pay a bill, you pay something because you're able to provide, they provide you with a service, and that service is the service you have. You have electricity all day, all the time, wake up at night at any time for the most part. You got water, you got internet, you got all these different services. So be thankful for those things, but at the same time, you know, when you receive them, make the money rotate, and then stop saying or start taking away some of the hatreds for things like that, because you want to hold your money so tight that you don't want to be able to do it. So I see how people sometimes do this, that they get so tight to their money and they don't want to let it go because they feel like they're going to run out of money. And in this supply, this abundance, there's more to come. So try to maintain that same level business owner. You have a business, invest in your business, not just keep the money holding in the bank. Just invest the money, rotate, get more valuable employees so you can grow your business, invest in marketing so you can grow your business, invest in marketing, valuable marketing. So invest your business, get in a better establishment. So make sure you're doing the different things and rotate your money. That way your money can grow. It's like having a plant, right? If you don't put water on it, if you don't feed it, soil, all this, it's not going to grow to become a bigger or greater thing, right? So that's the same thing you got to do. So make sure you follow all these tips. So I wanted to create this episode where we'll talk about the law of compensation. We all deserve to be compensated, but the law of compensation is very straightforward. The law of compensation said that you're going to be compensated based on the need or the niche. I call it the niche is the new word that you are in. And there is a need for that. What are you offering? How great you are, how good you are on providing that service to the community or to your niche, and how hard it is to replace you. That's the key of the law of compensation. So at this point, if you are in a good niche from a business standpoint, okay, then you don't have to worry about that. You check that one. Then now you got to focus on two and three. Two is, okay, how good I am on providing that service. So then if you're not good at it, then you got to get better. You got to get better. And then the third one is how hard it is to replace me. Once you get number two, you're going to get number three. Because the better you get, it's harder it's going to be to replace. So you think about all the professional people, or are they high-end people, or let's say CEO, or all these people in different positions, either in jobs, or either in companies, or doing businesses, it's always that person is have all those tangibles. Okay, he or she type into a niche. He or she is great doing what they do, right? And then it's hard to replace it, because if they replace them, and everybody can be replaceable. Yes, you know, everybody can, you can get somebody new, but some people, when you remove them out of the equation, it makes it even more difficult because of the amount of either knowledge or the amount of substantial amount of information they carry, or whatever it is that they do that is on the position that is crucial for the success of the company. So that makes it, so they will continue to always being available or be able to be compensated into the higher end because of that situation. So same way with entertainment. So you think about these concepts and use this concept for your own advantage. Use this concept for you as a person, you know. You want to get into a better job, all right? You are you're a business owner and you want to be able to get more clients. These are some of the things that you have to take into consideration. For business business owner, I created a whole full program that I want to be able to share with you guys. Go to my website. It's called beganroger.com. Beganroger.com. And I have all the information. You know, you're more than welcome to browse for it. And you read all the information, how I created a program that allows business owner to be more successful and get more leads, get more into life by utilizing a couple of strategies that I pointed out. I have the program there and I have a couple master classes. You're more than welcome to check them out and see something that is definitely going to find a lot of value into it. Guys, I want to end this video. This is my first recording using my GoPro. So I'm going to be blogging and using my GoPro in all my different strips. I'm gonna be going to a couple places, so just stay tuned. And this has been a great opportunity to be recorded using this little device. It's a brand new technology for me, so I'm excited about that and grateful. So for now on, I mean, that's all I got, guys. So make sure you follow all the laws, and we'll see you next week with the next law.
Gracias por escuchar Latino y Vegano. Un show donde se habla todo lo relacionado sobre el veganismo entre la comunidad latina. No olviden suscribirse a este podcast, seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, YouTube y a visitarnos en latinoyvegano.com.